Blog Talk Radio.
The Visionary Hotspot. Talk radio with the consciousness of women, for women, by women. A radio show bridging the gap among women desiring their purpose with the world's greatest minds, achievers, and believers of women's progress. The Visionary Hotspot. Inspiring, encouraging, enlightening, and empowering women to live life as our greatest self. I am you, you are me, and we are visionary women.
Hello, hello, and welcome everyone to the Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio. And today we are talking about walking in our destiny. So the question is, ladies, are we following in the direction our destiny is taking us into? And today we are having this amazing conversation with Lauren White. How are you, Lauren?
I'm doing great. How are you, Charmaine? And this is definitely a hot spot, hot topic, huh?
It is, girl. It so is. I am so excited to have you here with us because it is vital to have this understanding of what our purpose is, what our destiny is, and to be able to understand the difference between the two. What are your thoughts?
Well, this is it can be very controversial, right, for some people when they talk about destiny or fate or even coming into terms with luck. But depending on what our direction is in life or what our purpose, a lot of people rely on this fate or this destiny, that regardless of what's going to happen, that my destiny is going to find me. And I find that this can create a little bit of lack in our lives, of lack of action sometimes even, because we're relying on this outside source to take place and almost like fall into our lap in some way. So I find that it can be very beneficial for some people when they use it to like finding their purpose and they're flourishing and they're empowered and they're feeling high on energy. And then some people are like, is this really my destiny? Like, is this my destiny?
Wow.
It's almost, they're not even given a place of the ability to choose.
Wow. Because I guess if you really think about it, when you think in terms of destiny, you think of something that's already predestined, something that cannot change. But as you mentioned before, all have the opportunity to take our lives in various directions based on the choices that we make. What do you think?
Yeah, and it's so true, you know, that you talk about what the definition of it is. You know, when you're looking at fate or destiny, they're very similar terms. And one is basically saying that there is a predetermined event that is going to happen to a particular person. And how this shows up in business and life in general, we have unfortunate circumstances that befall us all. And one of a very touchy subject, you know, for me has been, you know, the miscarriage that I had at 12 weeks. And I had a woman come to me and tell me, oh, wow, it wasn't meant to be. And I had already made my mind up in not believing in destiny and fate. But I thought about how many women hear certain things with their business, with their life, with their relationships. It just wasn't meant to be. You know, when you desire something and you work for something and to have it in your life present, but it wasn't meant to be. By whom? Who's in control of it not being meant to be? You know, so that pain in our life is almost like it was destined to happen. We were destined to experience that. And I don't believe that. I refuse to believe that, in fact.
Right. Right. And, you know, I think also, too, when we think in terms of something that's predestined, it kind of removes responsibility that we owe to ourselves to actually engage with life every single day, to actually engage in our everyday-to-day process, whatever that may look like, however that may develop. So if we're sitting here talking about we're wanting to be as successful as possible, we're wanting to live in our life's purpose, well, your life's purpose is going to require you to do some work, boo. Sitting on your behind and hoping that something is going to come and smack you in the face is usually not likely. So when we think that we cannot explain, that kind of line up with each other, and we have not so much of a hand in it, we just so happen to show up and it happens. But then there are those things that require us to work day to day, putting the hard work in. So what do you tell women when we are looking for a shortcut to living and working and walking in our purpose?
Well, it's great to have this path of being empowered and looking for a guide. You know, we're imperfect beings, I believe, so we all need guides, right? So depending on
right. The
guide being a spiritual view or, you know, looking to other mentors to help you in your business or even help you in your health, right? We all need guides. But we want to be aware of to what extent and what obsession that we're looking to the outside external things, you know. And what I'm talking about more specifically could be these different modalities that have developed over time, you know, even since the Hellenistic times, which are the ancient Greek times. And believe me, I do my research, right? I'm not one just to say, I don't believe in this. I don't, you know, I do my research. So when we're talking about destiny and fate, we're even going back to Greek times where mythology and numerology and astrology and mythology was part of identifying a different path, right? So now we're relying on some of the teachings from the past where we don't even realize where it's stemming from, that our focus is, this is my destiny or this is my fate. So what I want to say to these women is be curious about the direction that you're taking and the words that you're using, because these uninvestigated truths or beliefs, right, you don't even know if it's worked for you. It's just something that we hear so often in the world, in our lives, with our beliefs, or maybe even, you know, in the coaching industry, right? We catch on to something that's very catchy. It's catching on like fire, and it's like, oh, wow, this has got to be the new next holy grail. And we don't even know if it's aligned, if it's in alignment with our true identity and integrity. And one thing that I want to always be is authentic to myself. And there's many times that I've got caught up and saying, oh, it wasn't in the cards, you know, and somebody had to ask me and say, what do you, and I said, it's just a term I use, because do you know what that means? And I realized it's talking about, like, tarot cards or tarot readings, and to each their own belief, but that's not something I believe, you know, and that's going along with destiny. So there could be terminology and words that we're using on a day-to-day basis in our lives and our business that we don't realize that we're dependent on this outside source, and it does relieve the obligation sometimes and responsibility of us really getting in tune with our bodies. What is our life need in the now, and how can we redefine that? You know, depending on what milestones we hit or obstacles, will basically give you that answer and that solution, right? Some of our greatest struggles are our greatest treasures.
Right. And you know, that's such a beautiful way to put it. Some of our greatest treasures are our greatest struggles. Why do I say that? Because so often we think everything is supposed to be handed to us, supposed to be an easy transition. You know, it's funny because in my life I have found that any time that I tell myself something, I don't want to do this because I just want an easy transition, the very thing I speak out of my mouth to the world, to the universe, in my private space, I am confronted with that very thing that I'm trying to avoid. And so it's funny because what we don't realize, and this just dawned on me, Lauren, as I'm talking to you, so digest this, ladies. Everyone, come on into the conversation. What we don't realize is that what we speak out of our mouths also allows our destiny to come to fruition. So there is great significant power in the things that we say. And what we say are the thoughts that we will begin to believe. So when we start living in a form of destiny, we need to also control the destiny that comes out of our mouth. Because if you're telling yourself, you know, I want a healthy marriage and I want a loving husband, but your destiny out of your mouth is, oh, you get on my nerves, I cannot tolerate, you know, that type thing. If you're saying that
absolutely,
I want to change the world for the better, but the debt coming out of your mouth is, look, I have very little time for changing the world because it's all about me. We got to really be careful about what we speak out of our mouth, because that is the existence that we will begin to have to live in. What do you think?
Yeah, it's so true, because it can work both ways, right? It's what we're looking for. Sometimes we could be looking for something that is going to enhance the situation, and sometimes we could be looking for signs that will actually demolish or dissolve the situation. So It depends on what we're looking for. And like you said, you know, if we're speaking a different truth than, you mm-hmm. know, than really being able to see outside of ourselves and what our potential is, and, you know, we're more relying on the external sources, then this can be a situation, you know, where it's going to be basically our demise in life. And we can't get ourselves out of that, because even though things may be going well for some people and things like that, when real life happens, right, it's harder to handle, because you've relied so much on, you know, other things, other levels of empowerment, other sources, instead of looking at what your own mission, what your own purpose is, and constantly redefining that by the things that do show up. You know, it could be like in your marriage. You're not having really a thriving time, maybe. And is your destiny really looking at the signs for, do I need to leave this marriage, right? So we could be creating, in that sense, you know, the quote-unquote destiny of leaving our marriage and going and looking after another life. And I find that life can go many different paths. It's really what you make of it. And for me, as when things are impacted, yes, I do believe that, you know, God intervenes at certain times where it serves a bigger purpose and a bigger mission, right? Like, for instance, I just moved to Hawaii, and I have people reaching out left and right, amazing. Like, I've been praying for certain help, and it comes to play, but the point of destiny of relying on it as an outside source is a totally different extreme. And we really want to look at, where do we need to constantly validate ourselves through the external things? You know, what can we do now? What do we need to say now in order to be true to ourselves, to make sure we're being conscious, we're being aware, we're standing in our purpose? And part of our mission and our purpose, right, is being of service to others, is being of love. I truly believe that. And whatever way that looks for you, that's going to become your mission. And a lot of the milestones that we reach in life, you know, significant experiences that do allow us to stretch and grow. And oftentimes, those are the paths we choose to take. Not so much that it's our destiny or our fate, but we see the opportunity. But that can change at any given time. What your destiny is or your mission is today may change in that sense, you know, next year, and that's okay. And I think women especially need to feel empowered to be open to the ability to flow and grow and stretch, you know, whatever works for them in that moment or for their families.
Right. Because you know something, too, that just caught my attention was when you mentioned that women need to be able to be adaptable to grow and flow. See, here's what I've always understood about life, too, and correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of times we get so tunnel focused on what we think our lives should look like or what we believe our destiny is, but we're not really paying attention to literally, as you mentioned, the flow that our lives are taking us in. So here it is. What would have been the outcome if you had really wanted to move to Alaska so you could watch the bald eagles every morning, but Divine Universe was taking you all the way across the world to Hawaii, and then you would have been like, okay, you know, but my destiny, I really wanted, listen to the conversation, my destiny, I really wanted to go to Alaska, but that's what you really wanted. Didn't necessarily mean that's where you should have been. So a lot of times, too, as you mentioned, being capable of adapting to our environment is vital to our life source. Because with anything or anyone who's incapable of adapting will eventually die. That's with anything. Whether it's a plant, whether it's a dog, you have to be capable of adapting to your environment. What do you think?
I love that. I love that you said that. Like, that just lights me up. And being here in Hawaii really reminds me of the earth and the nature. And we have different characteristics when we're born, and sometimes in our environment, certain ways we're molded differently. But one thing I can say about being here is I'm constantly reminded of the reflection of nature and everything in nature, upflow, adaptation, chameleon, whatever it is, right? It reflects the inner person. It reflects humans, right? And we fail to to be able to see that mirror. And when we get it, when we connect to it, it's so strong that a lot of times the answers we do have within us, but we're unwilling to move. We're unwilling to be in flow.
Wow.
Because we're just constantly in resistance of what you're saying, of what our expectations think should be of a situation or circumstance or what it should look like. And once we let go of that, we're no longer living in the past or the future. We can start to live in the present moment.
Wow.
And that's where I got chills. But that's where I find, I thrive there. I thrive in the present moment. And that's what I talk to my clients about. And this is what we talk about, right? But it is challenging because we're constantly stimulated with just different information. And it can appear that the grass is greener often on the other side. But life is life.
Wow.
And we're all bio individuals. And we got to find what really works for us. But in this call, I really just want to engage women to be curious, to be aware, to, you know, what their thoughts are, what they're saying, what do they mean by their destiny and their fate, and have they really done their research into what that means, what that's translated even down to our day, and really relying on other things to validate them, whether it's mythology, numerology, astrology, whatever it is. And it can get to a point of confusion when we're relying on all these different modalities. My fate, my destiny could go anyway if I'm looking at the number or the color or the, you know, the signs.
Right.
There's constantly signs. You're going to see what you want to see in the end. And you can make anything out to be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah,
so
right. Exactly.
True? You can make free what you want it to be.
It's so true. I'm not kidding. Ladies, we are so excited that Lauren is here with us. We're going to take a quick break, and after the break, we're going to jump right back into this conversation. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Join us at thevisionarywoman.com, a media network of women for women by women. Watch our hosts of insightful video exchange interviews. Listen to the Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio to empower your evenings and read fascinating articles of perseverance and inspiration, all with you in mind. Visit thevisionarywoman.com and follow us on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yes, ladies, we are back, and we're here with Lauren White. And, Lauren, you are killing us with so much wisdom and so much insight. But, you know, one of the things that on this side of the break that I wanted to mention was when we were talking about being able to see what it is that we want to see, and we can make that image up in our minds, and we can literally romance this image and see what it is that we want to see. So the question that I have for us is, as women, how do we start seeing the things that are our honest, the honest depiction of what it is that we're supposed to be doing? Because, you know, in my head, destiny is the arrival. Your purpose is the journey. So how do we start operating and weaving and moving and swifting all around so we can start looking at life for what it is, as you mentioned, living in the right now, so we can get to where our destiny will eventually be, which is the arrival?
It's a great question. It really is, because we think that there's this, you know, extensive formula for this answer, right? Where it's really just getting clear on what your reality is. If we are open enough to see our past patterns, a lot of times we can see a perpetual cycle, and we can really, you know, get a view of what is happening maybe, and that can be part of our reality. Getting quiet sometimes, getting somebody who can support you, because sometimes outside of our thoughts, right, is where we really can see a bigger picture, because if it's within ourselves only, right, then we're creating those answers we still want to see. So I have found it really powerful by getting somebody to help you, looking at what your reality is, stopping and getting calm. You're going to have to find a place, and whether it's meditating, whether it's going back into something you really love or a hobby that allows you to be in that flow, but getting clear on what your reality is. And part of that is getting to your honest truth. Like, I feel like crap today. You may tell yourself you don't want to feel like that, or, you know, I feel horrible, or, oh my gosh, you know, I'm not happy with my life. And if we continue to deny that, right, then we can never heal that. So getting really clear on what our reality is in the now and where we haven't been honest with ourselves. Because if we recognize where we haven't been honest with ourselves, then we can go on ahead and glean the learnings, the teachings, and be able to move forward.
Wow. You know, that's like, it was so funny, and I hate to say it like this, but that's like the person who is told that they have some kind of a terminal illness. I don't have a terminal illness because I said I don't. No, you really do, but you really need to get it fixed because you're telling yourself this weird alternate reality. And yes, I do believe that there are times when, you know, speaking into existence, great things does change
absolutely
the trajectory of our lives. But then there are those times when we say, okay, I'm taking back my power. I am not going to die from this illness. I am going to get up and find every single
mm-hmm.
expert I can to find out how to help me overcome the matter. So a lot of times overcoming something doesn't necessarily look like what we expect. So if I have a brain issue, I'm not going to go to a life coach. I'm going to go to a neurosurgeon because that is the person. You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and say, look in towards yourself, go inward.
Mm.
Those are obvious things. You know,
yeah.
I'm talking about meat and potatoes. If I'm an overweight woman, I'm not going to go to a high school football coach to get some help.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm going to go, you know what I'm saying? So my point is, how do we
yeah.
start reaching out, as you mentioned, reaching out for help? How do we start reaching out for the proper help based on what we need?
Well, you're, again, going back to reality and what you need and looking at it, some people do believe, you know, and that's their belief that they can heal themselves and that the power of thought, and I believe that thoughts are tangible things and it definitely has a tremendous impact. But what do you tell the person who has terminal cancer and has thought their way to higher up level, higher vibrations, and they didn't succeed, right? So we have to look at the balance of the two, of where purpose and mission and being, you know, in self-development can help to change our body, change our thoughts. But there are points where science, right? Gravity. I don't care how much you think into it, you're not going to defy the laws of gravity by using
exactly.
your mind. And that's my view. That's my view, of course. But when you're looking at it from looking for somebody who can truly help you, it's going to take research. It's going to take time. It's going to take a better understanding of how bad do you want to be supported? Like, how important is that to you? And I think it's really looking at who else is going to benefit by you being supported? Because oftentimes it's not enough to create a desire or a hope for ourselves. It's the bigger image, the bigger picture, whether it's our family, whether it's our mother, but we have to get a bigger attachment emotionally, I think, to where we can engage
wow.
in recognizing if I don't do something about this, then there's going to be a problem. And reach out to those could be a doctor, right? It could be functional medicine, it could be herbs, but really understanding that the science of the body, yes, it has a higher vibrational level to where it can heal the body, yes, the body heals, but my understanding is we are still imperfect. There's no perfect human being that is immortal on this earth, right? And unless that
right.
happens, unless I have that, then there's no way to understand that somebody who's terminally ill just by the means that their thoughts can reverse. So again, going back to your reality, but some people are better in this place of being in hope, even if that means the terminal illness. So you have to see, is it worth it? Is it worth it to take the chance, take the risk at where I'm at, right? Risk my life possibly and die with this level of hope and trusting in my body? Or is it going to be worth it to attempt somebody else happen me in conjunction with me empowering my body and empowering minds and empowering my thoughts, because your mind and your thoughts are very powerful, and it can help the body to actually absorb the nutrients and whatever it is that we're hearing, whatever it is we're learning. If we're supporting the body and the foundation, absorption mentally, physically, emotionally is going to be enhanced and more of a significance. So supporting your body in that way and asking yourself, really, what is worth it to me? You have to get clear on that. And if we're not specific, then we're kind of, in the blind. And many people who do that, it's not only them that they're in the place of hope, but their families, the people that they leave behind, they lose hope. They lose hope. And I think that's one of the worst things that we can have is somebody who's lost faith and lost hope for a better outcome of life.
Wow. You know, I never even looked at that. When we are in a position where we're losing hope, we also affect the people around us, you know, others who love us. We affect them, too, and their ability to hold on to faith and hold on to hope. Because in my lifetime, I'm not kidding you, I cannot tell you how many times I had to drink from the lake of faith. I am not kidding. I had to drink, I'm talking about gallons of water at a time. Gallons of faith at a time, and it's a challenging thought to think that your destiny shouldn't come easily, because I'm kind of complex like that. I hate challenges, and that sounds kind of lazy. I know, I get it. Yeah, I know. That's why my life is always challenging. Exactly. That's the kind of reason why people like me will never have a non-challenging life. Because that's what we desire, versus having a challenging life and actually stepping up to the podium and saying, okay, this is where my purpose is intervening into my space, and now I get a chance to live my life to the fullest, versus being lazy about it, because, again, you're talking to Shawn Hayes, who would prefer to just have a very simple life, but that wasn't what I was created to do. So, and also with saying that, it's vital that we live in a place and a space where we are capable of living out what we were created to do. Lauren, listen, we got 2 minutes left in the show. Tell my audience what it is that you do and how we can reach you when we need to find our destiny, honey. When we need to find our destiny, we need to live in our purpose. We need to lose some weight. We need some help. How do we reach you, honey, all the way in Hawaii? How do we do that?
You know, it sounds so different from what we're talking about today, but I am a body luck lifestyle coach running White Iris Transformational Coaching and Wellness with my partner, Violet White. We've been in business 7 years. We run the Body Luck System, which helps our clients lose 20 pounds in a matter of 12 weeks, looking and feeling 10 years younger. Myself, I have lost 50 pounds, kept it off, had a tumultuous background as far as chaos and dysfunction, but I'm leading my life of transformation and showing other women really how to rewrite that story while feeling their best, right? Getting the weight down, loving that woman they mirror. And it's really about healing the inside and then being able to glam the out. Body Luxe is about, you can wear that Fendi bag, you can wear that Prada bag, but are we treating our bodies really the same way? And when we do treat our bodies that way, the mind, the body, the heart all start to become more in alignment, and we start to find what our mission is, what our path is. And that can change every day, but nonetheless, we're excited about being on that journey.
Wow, that's incredible, being excited about living on your journey, being on that journey. Oh, my God, Lauren, we have had an amazing conversation, honey. I already know it's blowing up. The phone lines are blowing up. Everybody is blowing in, and I am so excited that you were here with us today. Listen, everyone, remember, you can always catch me, Charmaine Caraway, at thevisionarywoman.com. And we are here to touch on every subject that pertains to women, everything, all of our issues. We are here to meet your needs. Don't forget, you can always catch the Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio every Thursday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll talk with you soon. Bye.
Bye.
The Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio, with the consciousness of women, for women, by women.
a radio show bridging the gap among women desiring their purpose with the world's greatest minds, achievers, and believers of women's progress. The Visionary Hotspot, inspiring, encouraging, enlightening, and empowering women to live life as our greatest self. I am you, you are me, and we are visionary women.